bags are packed, are you ready to go? This time tomorrow we'll be on the road, riding with you in the sunnier days. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Welcome to the Wife Savers Podcast, where multi-award-winning author and global marriage educator Ramona Zabriskie provides answers to your real wife questions. Our goal is to help you appreciate your womanhood, prioritize your personal development, and craft a powerful partnership with the man in your life. Hi, I'm Hannah Allen, and I'm proud to introduce my parents, Ramona and Dale Zabriskie. And yes, this is how they talk all the time. Let's listen.
Hi, I'm Dale Zabriskie, the lucky husband of Ramona Zabriskie, who's sitting right here with me.
Glad you feel lucky.
I do. I have many stars, and some of them are lucky stars, and you're one of them.
Oh, honey, that's nice.
Yeah, we've been married over 40 years.
Yeah, we've known each other just a bit longer than that.
Just a little bit longer. 40 years, and it's been the best 38 years of my life.
No.
That's what my father used to say.
Yeah,
anyway.
But that's fair enough. That is, because
that's a pretty good ratio.
Well, I guess it is, generally speaking. The first 2 years were fun to start with, but then they went downhill.
It just changed. What happened?
We ended up separating.
We were separated for quite a while, 6 months.
6 months.
And we had plans to...
So we haven't really lived together 48 years.
That's right.
And we were 4 days away from divorce court.
Yeah, we'd planned on divorcing.
When you talked me into trying again... I don't know how you did that. You know, it's that voice.
I called and said, hey, baby.
Hey, baby. But boy, am I glad you did. We have 4 beautiful children now, and they have husbands and wives and their children. So we have 5 going on 6.
6 bun in the oven.
Grandchildren there. Now that make our lives very grand. A proof.
Yes.
That it's all worth it. It's all worth it.
It is. And it's such a learning process that I think that perspective of understanding time and giving things time, working
absolutely.
At it
I
is
love that
so
you,
critical.
Did you say education or a learning process?
Learning process.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call it an education then. I think life is an education, right? And marriage really expedites our maturity in so many ways. We can either do it haphazardly or intentionally, though. And I pick intentionally. And so do a lot of women that are following me now and are learning intentionally how to create a grand marriage, the kind of marriage that will be a legacy love and resonate for generations. And we see that happening right now in our own lives. And so that's what I want. That's what I want for everyone who's listening. And I think that we have what you need to get you there. And let me tell you, what it is that we have is a big wealth, I mean, a body of knowledge and principles that we have proven work. All over the world, 70 different
have
countries.
Students from everywhere who have
every
had,
stage of life, you know?
Yeah, and every economic background.
Yes, every marital experience.
Right.
In every cultural and faith background. And these principles work across the board. It's an amazing thing. And they're very contemporary as well. They acknowledge.
Yeah, what do you mean by contemporary?
Well, the modern marriage is different. Today's marriage is somewhat different than it was for my mother or my grandmother, certainly for my great-great-grandmother.
And even in the last 40 years, it's changed, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. When I think about our parents, and they were great examples. I learned from both my parents and your parents who had long marriages and happy marriages. But still, there is a dynamic in today's marriages that I think actually have the potential for making marriage better than it's ever been. Isn't that an interesting thought? And that's because we do have full partnership. We should have full partnership. Women have so much more education and power in so many ways that actually create or have the potential for creating a really equal, fully vested partnership. So that's what we really teach. That's what we promote in all things Wife Savers, all things Ramona Zabriskie. And it resonates and it works. It's revolutionary, if you will. And I'm kind of excited and proud about it, and especially excited to bring it into this new form, this new medium of the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast is a great
format.
We haven't
done podcasts before.
And you're taking questions that students submit or individuals.
Yeah. I want to do real life stuff.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So what's our first question?
And I already have a boatload of questions have come rolling in, and it's fun. I picked the one that I thought might be kind of fun for us today because it does involve men.
Oh, really?
Well, since you're a man,
happy to be here and represent all men.
A lot of our questions obviously involve men, but this is interesting.
Indirectly or directly.
Indirectly or directly. They're always there.
That's right.
Is fatherhood. It has to do with fatherhood. Mm,
okay.
All right. And you've had a long career as a father now and as a grandfather, so I hope you be helpful here. Here's the question. What are some strategies for helping my husband build a relationship with our kids?
Mm.
He loves them and understands the importance of relationship with them, but he doesn't really know how to build that relationship.
So he's uncomfortable.
A little
maybe
uncomfortable.
Communicating or
playing with them, or maybe, well, I don't know. I guess discipline is part of a relationship with your child.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, as I think about where she's coming from here, I'm so impressed that she wants to help her husband build a relationship with their children. She's already acknowledging that she has some natural orientation towards relationship, particularly with the children, that he doesn't necessarily have. Not only, we don't know his background. He may have been raised in a home with all, older siblings.
Or maybe
not used to being around children. Or he may be an only child. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or he may have had bad examples of it in his own family. As far as his own father or maybe an absent father, who knows, right? So there could be that in play. But also just by virtue of being male, and I don't want to stereotype, there are lots of amazing, nurturing personalities in male bodies out there, no question. But there is a common tendency that men aren't as easily adept, if you will, at relationship building.
Doesn't come as natural.
In fact, one of the things I teach is women is that gives them a great deal of power in their marriage, that they do understand relationships. They do comprehend how integral they are to life, to happiness, to love. Relationships are everything, and therefore do deserve a lot of attention, energy, and priority. And she feels that. She knows that about herself, about her husband, about her children. And so she's trying to pull it together. She's trying to be the facilitator of these relationships in her family, particularly in this case, from father to child, child to father.
So she's in a situation where maybe she has some ideas. She's comfortable, more comfortable doing it.
How can she easier to her.
Translate that to help him
right.
do that?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So how do you do that without coming on too strong and sending him scurrying in the other direction because he's like, you're lecturing me. You're acting
scolding.
Like you know more than I do.
Yeah, right.
And now we've lost respect, which is so basic to any successful and for the benefit not only of herself and her husband, but for the benefit of the children. We got to put that marriage on the front burner. So she's got to remember respect in any communication with her husband on this or any other topic, right? So we don't want to make him feel like a stupid man for not knowing how to father or not being comfortable with it or not doing it well enough or up to her standards.
Right.
And
as, you hear that a lot, that kids don't come with owner's manuals.
Oh,
right?
I love that.
And so everybody has to learn. And even though, obviously there are more than one child, there's more than one child
one
involved
more
in
than
this
one.
Family that they're talking about. But boy, it doesn't just happen. You can't open a manual and figure out. And each kid's different.
Each kid, they'd all need their own manual.
Right.
Yeah.
And no so question. It's really hard to learn how to do that if you're coming at it either brand new or from, examples like we talked about.
And
that
you know
so
what I
positive.
Call parenting? People making.
People making. Or what did we used to say? You said you don't raise your kids, you discover them.
You discover who they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they're so unique.
They
in each
are.
One. You have to figure out how one approach works really well with one may not be totally the wrong thing.
All
it
right.
could be totally the wrong thing for the other.
So it is extremely complicated being a parent. Not only do the kids not come with manuals, we don't get to go to a class to learn how to be a parent.
Yeah, not a lot of that.
You are instantly a parent.
That's right.
And it's up to you whether you're going to get an education outside of just what comes naturally.
On-the-job training.
It's called on-the-job training.
That's right.
Absolutely. Well, okay. I think we've established the point that there's every reason in the world that he's not necessarily comfortable and every reason in the world for her to feel good about being a facilitator, if you will.
That's a good point.
Yeah, a facilitator in building this relationship. She's really trying to solidify her family. So we know her heart is absolutely in the right place. And I love that. So here's some ideas. And pop in, honey, if you think of some.
All right.
Everyone knows. You ready to pop? Good. All right. Everyone knows that relationships, the kind of relationship we all long for, whether it's between husband and wife or child and parent or whatever, is that exclusivity, that feeling of one-on-one. Mm. And you don't get it all the time. It's not very often. It's not possible to be very often, right? But the time you do get one-on-one with a person is just cherished. It's just precious. With someone you really love to be with, who it's really, you really value your time with them. And that's certainly going to be true of a child to a parent. So my first suggestion is that she wants to facilitate one-on-one time between her husband and a child. Now, how do you do that?
Okay.
How do you do that? Well, if it's, you can conjure up things like, why don't you guys go play mini golf this Saturday?
Right.
And there's a place for that. If it works and they both jump on board, why not?
So looking for opportunities out there in the community or something that can that maybe also relates to the man's interest.
Thank you.
Bringing the child into what he
to
already likes to do.
To get him enthused or excited about it. It's I think that women would by default go to what the child is interested in.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So, honey, why
there's a clown at the library?
There's a clown at
2:30.
The library.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's right.
And he's like, I'm thinking today's a good day to put that shut up in the backyard you've been asking me to do for last 3 years.
That's right. Maybe the clown could come over here and help us. That's right.
But
what does he cost per hour?
But if it's something that, like you say, that he's, Mary Poppins was onto something, right?
Right?
He's like, I want the kids to learn this and that and the other, Mr. Banks. And she goes, oh, I see what you want. Sure, you can take him to work with you tomorrow.
That's right. Exactly. Go to the bank, which totally backfired, by the way. and maybe the three-year-old's not
be
ready
careful
to
what you ask
swing
for.
The golf club.
Yes. Right. But there has to be something that your husband is excited about.
Right.
That's part of his personality that the child can just go along.
Yeah.
On.
Be there. And it's time. It's not just an activity. It's also,
thank you, thank you. Okay.
Right?
Listen, he needs to run to Home Depot today.
Yeah.
Here's a perfect opportunity for one-on-one. It's not the clown at the library. It's not putt-putt golf. It's just a run to Home Depot.
Right.
But you say, honey, why don't you take Johnny with you and stop for ice cream on the way home? There it is.
Right.
It's so simple. And he might get overwhelmed by the idea of taking all the kids, but if it's just Johnny, I think there's much more potential there. And now we're getting we're doing some real relationship building opportunities.
So really targeting it and focusing on the individual, not the big issue, all the kids, he needs to be better with the kids type
thing. It's like, no, let's bring it down to one kid at a time.
And what if, though, you know, that suggestion's brought up and then he balks at it and he just goes away without, I mean... You just keep looking for opportunities like that. Keep bringing those up. Give it time. Be patient.
Yes.
And let it
and
work.
And listen, right? it may be cause for a husband-wife conversation at another time and place where you can say, you know, I think I've been thinking about how much the kids are craving some time with you. And I know how busy you are. But next time you got to make a run to Home Depot for something, whatever. How about just taking one of them and you just get a few minutes with them? And so he's kind of prepped for it. That's what I'm saying. If you've had a conversation on the topic in advance, he's going to be prepped for it. But again, did you hear the tone of my voice?
Right.
I wasn't saying, you don't spend enough time with the kids.
Right.
You know, did you see the reason
accusatory
that,
or
the
demanding.
Reason that they didn't obey you today was because you don't have a relationship with them. If you would just spend some time being in a relationship. Okay, we're off the charts. We've lost it.
He's
not going to be motivated to please us or... to connect with the child. So right. Backfires. So again, I approached it in very pleasant, in the language of respect, at an opportune moment when there's not a lot of other stress and pressure on him or any distractions.
So finding
going
the
on
right
the time. That's just
the way
a basic
you present
wife
it,
saver principle.
Yeah, those are the and then if he declines or says no or whatever.
I'm going to respect that.
Right. And
okay.
That's, keep it
if
even.
If he says, listen, I have to do a whole bunch of other errands in connection with that and I can't take him into this place that I'm going or something.
Whatever.
You're not going to push it. You're going to respect that.
Okay.
And then there's going to be much likelier that at the next opportunity, he's going to be respectful of your idea or your request or your prompt.
So I think that's something that you teach a lot really well that applies here is the time it takes and that it's consistent effort.
Right. Not to give up the first
right.
time.
Right. Oh, that didn't work. You know,
right.
But be respectful, do it in the right time, in the right way, but be consistent and things will change.
Absolutely. And I really want to underline the letter writer says that he loves his kids.
Yeah.
And he does understand the importance of the relationship. He just doesn't really know how to go
about
it. Yeah,
doesn't maybe have the skill set.
Right. So I think he does want it. So let's say he doesn't say no. Let's say he says.
Let's assume positive here.
Hey. Good idea. All right, get his shoes on. I'm heading out the door, you know, and it all works. It comes together. So that's fabulous for them to have that exclusivity. So I want to, at this point, warn moms about one thing here. There's a lot of parenting paradigms and programs and ideas out there. And I want to be careful that we don't impose some kind of program on our husband. Mm. So we say, honey, we need to spend 10 minutes a week with each child. And I have a little chart
up on the refrigerator. That's right. With the little hanging things. Johnny got 20 minutes, but Susie's only up to 15.
Exactly. We're going to have a rebellion on our hands.
And how will that make the kids feel, too, if they start to see
Oh, they start to compare,
you know.
Even if it was a secret chart and only wife was keeping track of it. You know, any kind of scorekeeping is not real life. It's not real family building. You know, I know that a lot of people like that kind of thing in order to keep track of progress.
Or chores. You have the dishes, you have the floor, you have this, that.
That's a relationship with the house.
That's a really, really good point. Not with people.
We're talking about a relationship with a person.
That's right.
And so, just be careful not to impose too much
structure
and standards on him. Let's keep it free and open and natural and teach him in a really natural way, which leads to my next suggestion, which is modeling.
Okay.
All right. So say he, like we said, he wasn't raised with a loving set of parents, for instance, or little children. Him watching you with the baby, him watching you with the toddler, him observing how you interact with the middle-aged child or even the teenager is huge. It's huge if you enjoy motherhood and you're doing your best. Just plain old modeling has a big impact in a tight unit like a family.
But so even if it doesn't appear that way. I mean, I think about me, right?
Yeah, I do think about you.
Okay. Uh-huh. It won't take long to think about me. It's a short journey across my mind. When we were raising kids, or let me rephrase that. When you were raising kids, and, you know, I'd sit in the watching TV, right. And I'd watch you like a ping pong ball going back and forth and back and forth. And
you didn't necessarily jump in and get involved. And I want to say something about that in a minute.
But I think that from the guy's standpoint, it's like, you say model it, right? And mm-hmm. and do this.
It's just
for a lot of guys aren't aware of those cognizant. Things. They're not cognizant at all to mm-hmm. say, and I'm not going to sit there with a bag of chips and a bottle of Cheese Whiz thinking, wow, the way that she really handled the toy dispute between Johnny and Freddie, yeah. I'm going to have to do that. You know, no, yeah. That's not in my brain, right?
No, right.
So how do we get that? I agree that example is good and consistency is
yes.
good.
Okay, let me say this about that.
Okay.
What she is creating is maybe not so much the specific strategy of handling a fussy toddler.
How to deal with X, Y, Z or whatever.
She's creating a culture.
Okay.
She's creating an ambiance.
An environment.
She's creating an environment in that home. And I know wives, I know mothers who feel like they work really hard to create a certain ambiance. And then dad comes along and plows it up, you know.
Right. Shatters it.
And I would just prod in my roses. What have you done? And so that's another whole podcast. That would be a great question. So I get those questions all the time. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we get one of those, we'll hit that up. But the point is, she does create a culture. She does create that sense of patience, maybe understanding and so forth. I really do believe in modeling. There's no way that he's not picking up.
No, I agree. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't appear that it can be where the wife thinks, well, he's totally clueless and oblivious. Right. Can't you see what's going on here? Right. And that relates
that
to
that brings
of
me to my next suggestion. Okay. All right. So you just hand these things to me.
40 years, baby. 38 were the best. So
okay. I say modeling, but what you're actually modeling is a feminine or more common to mothers approach to parenting, which is
a more nurturing,
very frequently quite okay. different from his approach. Right. So even if in her mind she's thinking, you know, I'm going to just do these things, I'm going to be the best mom I can be, and he'll pick up on it, he'll start being the best daddy can be. I believe it will have an impact on him, but he will never father the way she mothers.
Yeah. Okay. So that expectation of why can't you do it my way or this
and
way.
And my way or the highway or my right. way is the only right way right. or anything like that
can't
is
be,
destructive
can't be in there.
To the marriage. Yeah. That's going to be a real point of contention and something that needs to be resolved and talked about and grown through like we did or like every successful marriage does is meshing different
yeah.
approaches.
Right. But the real point I hear you saying is if you're going to be successful in this, the first foundational element is to realize it ain't going to happen the way I think or it should
exactly.
from his point of view.
Not we're not
just
prescriptive.
Get that out of there.
As
first of all,
the yeah. wife saver paradigm would be that we're never prescriptive
yeah.
in that way,
okay.
and that he has to fit a certain way.
Because then he owns it, right? When he figures it out,
yeah.
That oh yeah, that works.
Okay,
now I own it.
We're
because
on to,
I did it.
We got to get to that. Okay. Will you remember that? I'm
owning.
Afraid I'll forget it.
Owning
That's going to be our next suggestion.
Okay,
and it's more than owning it.
Okay,
so. I just want to touch on lightly that the difference between a more maternal and a paternal approach to parenting, because this is a real question in so many women's minds.
Yeah.
I do think it deserves its own podcast.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Though,
right? I would agree. That's a great topic.
Dads, generally speaking, and of course, we're not stereotyping again. So there's a wide variety here, but overall, a common tendency for men is to be more hands-off in their parenting, more wait and see
react
what happens
type thing.
More, well, they're more intent on teaching independence.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Rather than
and women,
like
without even
to
realizing it, are just almost teaching dependence. Mm. What they're really teaching is intimacy and emotional intelligence.
So, okay. So here's the mom who is, I kind of, you know, vision, if you can in your mind, standing behind the toddler and walking and helping and being there in case he stumbles or falls over, you know, always around there.
Yeah, that's a good picture.
And then the other one is the guy who just sets him down, sits back and says, go. And then if he falls over, it's like, what's the problem? Get up. You didn't hurt yourself. Come on.
Right. No, really, there is some truth to that. And you take that toddler, extrapolate it out to a teenager.
Right.
You know, and there's a place for that. That little boy toddler is going to become a little boy teenager and is going to become a man. And he starts his own business. And it fails. It implodes. Mm-hmm. It's that father who's been teaching him all along, brush yourself off, right. Get back up and get back into the game. As opposed to crawling under the covers and hiding there for the rest of your life.
Yeah, good skill set to have.
Right. So there's a
place for it.
Mother Nature has created families so brilliantly. So we have a father's approach, and we're talking about nice guys. We're not talking about the kind of father who's overly controlling, mm-hmm. oppressive, certainly not abusive, emotionally, verbally, or physically. That's out of this equation. We're talking about, like our letter writer's saying here, very well-intentioned guy who loves his children. He's just learning
how to do it.
To be a parent. He's learning how to build the relationship with the child, and he wants to know. So that's who we're talking to right now. So that kind of dad, generally, underline generally speaking, we've got a father who, just by natural and cultural bias, is going to be more about self-respect, which has to be earned, if you will. Okay. He's going to teach his child that, as opposed to a mother who's a little more focused on self-esteem, which is so fluid and very important in its own right.
And self-respect by the guy is, in their mind, learned by experience.
Experience, right? Which includes failure.
Right. Falling
and
down.
And success. Right. And so,
as opposed to example, mm-hmm. and nurturing.
Right. So not so much immediate empathy.
Right.
From a dad, for instance. And so women just feel offended by that sometimes. I get a lot of that feedback from wives, from my
students.
He's
so harsh.
Yes,
so,
they see it as being very explosive, harsh or unfeeling or insensitive, when actually he's doing what most men would do, and maybe for good reason, in balancing out that child's approach to life and to the world. There's a really great place for both of them. So anyway, when we're talking about modeling, we're modeling patience and understanding that has a place in both mothering and fathering. And hopefully he's going to, over time, pick up on a lot of that. And you can even point it out to him. Here's where we're developing the marriage relationship so we can have the kind of conversation where he can say, did you see how happy Johnny was tonight?
And that's what I was just thinking. It's result of that the guy's got to learn and see, you know, I can see why being too reactive would be harsh and not appropriate, because I'm seeing now the benefits.
And
that
if she has done her work in developing herself so that she's feeling secure enough in herself and in her relationship with her husband, that she can have those kind of really honest conversations with him, where she says, did you see how sad Johnny was tonight? And help him make the parallel to something that happened that wasn't prime earlier in the day, that maybe he could have done a little differently. And without offending him, that is tricky. And that's a whole skill set that we learn gradually through Wife Savers. But at the same time, if he's done anything, okay, this comes to the point that I ask you to remember.
Okay.
Dad's done
owning things.
Yes, but I said I wanted to go take that a little further out, and it's almost still another direction. And I loved your point that if he does something of his own volition that's really conducive to building that relationship with the child. And he's like, I owned it. What a wonderful opportunity for her to reinforce it by appreciating that. It's so simple to say, oh, wow, I can't get over how happy Johnny was at bedtime tonight. He just seemed so content. He went right to bed. You know, I think that's because you took him to Home Depot today. That really meant a lot to him.
And to thank you for doing that, but to point out the result.
Right. Yeah. And yes, of course, she can say thank you.
Right. But it's
more than that.
Right.
It's helping him without saying, do you see that line, point B and point C are connected by the line that you drew? It's not like that. Did you hear the way I said?
Yeah, totally. It's just total respect and appreciation.
And it's natural. Listen to me. Yeah. It's light and it's natural to say, Johnny went to bed so well tonight without, you know, usually, wow, I'm wondering, I think it was because you took him to Home Depot today. What do you think?
And that would be my question. Now, what if there isn't a big response from the guy? He's like, yeah, well, or it comes back. It was really tough, you know, I had to park out and walk and, you know, it was raining. And
okay,
it was
if he does that and say, I don't know if I want to do that again
exactly.
or whatever.
It becomes negative in his mind.
Then it isn't so much a matter of pointing out the impact on the child. It's a great opportunity to point out the impact on you as a mother.
Okay.
So if he came back with something like that, I'd say, well, honey, it meant a lot to me. Thank you.
And I know Johnny had a great time, period.
Yeah. That's it.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
You're not punishing him
right.
because he didn't relish the experience. He didn't go,
right.
I love being a dad.
That's right. That's
you're
right.
such a good woman that you made me be a good dad.
Yeah. Or to try to come back and, well, you ruined the whole thing by not enjoying it. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Couldn't you just be positive for once? you know?
That's right. Just let it be.
He's just a kid, honey. You know, right. Oh my God.
What do you want from me? Yeah, exactly.
I really try to teach my students to keep it light. Of course, there's times where things are intense.
Sure.
And that's another whole skill set we're going to learn about. But I don't know that it, like you say, it's not really necessary
no,
in
overall,
this circumstance.
It's,
all she
has
to say, well, it meant a lot to me. And let it roll. Let
right.
his, you know, less than enthusiastic response just roll off your back.
Yeah.
Okay. That is by far the best approach. I promise it did sink in. It did go to his heart when you said, well, it meant a lot to me.
Yeah, you can't. No, from a guy, that's like, ding.
Ding.
Yeah, it's like,
ding.
I get it. Okay.
Ding.
And I may be negative in my thoughts there, but I can't argue with that.
No, you can't.
Yeah, really.
It meant a lot to me. And he'd have to be a pretty crass guy to roll his eyes
yes,
at that.
Exactly.
So yes, expressing appreciation, making those connections for him, that is all going to be really effective. I have one more point.
Okay. Drum roll. There it is.
We've been talking about that exclusive one-on-one. Mm-hmm. But there's a great opportunity for relationship building in the group setting. So family activities. Let's set aside a night a week that we play board games.
So right. facilitate something, not only just go to Home Depot, but facilitate something that
for
everybody can be, that isn't overwhelming, maybe, or cost a lot, or requires a big you know, journey.
Right. And, you know, it could be something that's supportive of him. You used to play baseball.
Yep.
Right? And we all went to the baseball games to watch Dad play ball. and then we go out and have ice cream or whatever afterwards. And so that was fun. But at just these simple family activities, creating those activities, creating those opportunities, a woman is usually really good at that. Yes, it takes time. Yes, it takes energy. Yes, it takes thinking proactively. But the rewards are so great.
And I want to add, you know, and back in that day, you guys, the kids, they didn't sit in the stands and watch Dad play baseball, really.
Oh, the older ones, maybe.
The older ones, maybe. It depends on their age.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, you know, a memory. In fact, I remember just not long ago talking with our son Grant, who's now in his 30s.
Okay.
And he brought that up.
He did?
He brought up the baseball games.
He remembers.
And he's like 5, 6, yeah. 7 or something.
Yeah.
And he remembered that, and it was so positive for him. But really? What was he doing there? He was playing with his kids, his friends, out running around and tag and jungle gym or whatever
right,
it is.
Right.
And so it's that environment that you're creating.
But he knew what he was there for.
He knew what he was there for.
Because dad was playing ball.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point.
Right.
It's not, like you say, this structured, prescriptive, sit down, here's your hot dog, you know, it's the bottom of the third, you know. Here we go. It's that we're as a family, and it was a wonderful time.
And mom's excited about this, and dad's excited about this, and they feel that excitement.
Right.
They feel, and if their family's happy, their parents are excited to be together. It has
and
such
the kids
a
will
profound impact
do
on
it
that
again.
Heart of the child.
And often, as time goes on, the kids are going to be, daddy, take me here, or daddy, daddy, daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it becomes more natural when the kids are,
and
instead
dad,
of the wife going, you know, take the kids.
Hopefully dad wins the game.
Right.
Hopefully he has the one play that wins the game.
Home run or catch or whatever.
And now we go out to celebrate, you
right,
know.
Right.
On the other hand, if dad's really down because it didn't turn out the way he
ruined
wanted or whatever.
Never
then
happened
mom
to me.
Mom says to the kids, let's take daddy out for ice cream. He's not very happy. That game didn't turn out right. Let's go help daddy be happy. Right? Now we're still building relationship, but from the other side.
Right.
We're whispering in our children's ears. So we talk about the dog whisperer, you know, moms do that. I have whispered to you for, I don't know if you realize it.
What did you say? Whisper? I can't hear you. Speak up.
For all the time we've been raising kids.
Yes, I know.
I still do, don't
I? Yeah, you do. That's very true.
With our grown children, I'll say, you know, so-and-so really needs to hear that they're doing a good job with this or that right now.
Right.
Mean a lot if they heard that from you. I whisper that, all those kind of things to you all the time. And to your great credit, you are, you always act on it.
Well, and it's true. And sometimes, but I don't recall you going, oh, did you call him yet?
Oh, good point.
You know,
what
did he say?
I just drop it.
Yeah.
Drop the little.
Let it be.
Yeah.
And that's a respect thing for me. That you know that I'll take care of it in my way, in my time.
Yeah, that's
type
true.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And, right. So it's the same thing goes
but
true in those in that respect aspect.
Right. I probably wasn't always as good at it as I am now.
I said those 38 out of 40, you know, years. Yeah, that's what that is.
But I learned what worked, and you learned that the things I suggested worked.
Well, for the most part, yes. I think that's true. I mean, there are times where you're going to bring up something. I just want to make this clear. And I'm going to balk at it.
Yeah,
and we're going to decide.
Sometimes you disagree with me.
And sometimes it's like we come to terms. Mm-hmm. And what you suggested should happen, it's not the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to make that clear. It's part of that evolution and learning, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's this, back to this family. Here's the example of someone who's not, the guy who's not totally comfortable with the kids.
Right.
Today. Right? This week, this month. But
he's
that's
going to
change.
Into it.
We're all going to change. And I said that at the beginning about stages, right? And maybe this is the first time. It's, you know, it's obviously not a first-time father because they have children.
Right.
But those children age, and as they go through stages, it's just this evolution and learning. And so it takes time. Give it time.
Right.
Just, like you say, be even.
Right.
Drop these little things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It all sounds so calm and peaceful.
Exactly.
We know that's how it is mostly. But having a foundational relationship between husband and wife, now we can build, add on, if you will, the relationship building with the children.
Right.
And in a really effective way. There'll be starts and stops. There'll be successes and failures. There'll be times that it really works and other times it doesn't work at all. And times where you feel like you've been working at it for a long time and really making progress, and then you have a big blow up and that kid does something. You know, that's part of life. That's part of being a family.
Look at it in the big picture.
And we just keep swimming.
Right.
We just keep going. And we keep, like we said right at the top, learning.
Well, those are great, great tips and some really tangible things to utilize in those environments to help facilitate the relationship, not only with the children, but it has that great relationship building between the husband and wife.
Right. So
good stuff.
Let me just run through some let's see if we can recap some of those ideas really quickly. So we're talking about the mother or wife wanting to be a facilitator for the building of the relationships in the family. We talked about how important exclusivity is, that pure relationship, the one-on-one, and if possible, to facilitate as frequent as is natural opportunities for a child and father to have that kind of
natural
time alone in a sort of natural way.
Right.
We talked about modeling, that by your own approach to mothering, creating the culture and the ambiance in your family that he will absorb over time. We talked about appreciating that there is a difference in parenting styles, generally speaking, between fathers and mothers or between men and women, and to realize that he's going to bond a little differently with the kids than you do. Mm-hmm. So you can't really judge, do they have a relationship or not, so much if he's trying and he has a good intent. It's not going to look exactly like your bond with the children. And we talked about using family time, right?
Right.
To help the kids bond with dad, whether that's the games at home or
right, because the one-on-one may feel a little overwhelming to the guy initially.
Yeah.
And those, but you need both, right?
Need both.
You need to have the both
right
there.
And I want to throw one more in. It just occurred to me. As much as I'm saying, get them to spend time together. Ladies, we got to respect that our men need time alone. They need time to themselves. So the minute they walk in the door from whatever they've been doing the day, you've been out doing whatever you've been doing the day, whatever. And there is a temptation, if you will, to immediately throw the kids at dad's feet and say, dad, play with the kids. They haven't seen you all day. Dad, you know, dad, give the kids the baths. It'll be a good bonding time for you, you know, whatever. And we think we're facilitating relationship building. No, not really. We're facilitating a lot of resentment. And it would be maybe a little more productive to let dad have some downtime. Maybe you need downtime. Certainly he can facilitate and accommodate you having some alone and downtime too. But men do have a need to, believe it or not, replenish their testosterone.
Boy, would do we.
And
right.
It's a fact.
It's a biological fact
that after a lot of intense activity or concentration, like they might have put out all day, or they're just getting home from some kind of meeting, who knows? They're depleted at their energy level, their creativity level. It's all out the window. And if they just have a few minutes to do something for themselves to...
That will really help.
Just give them a few minutes. They'll get their energy level back up.
However, I agree. I totally agree. I've lived that.
Yeah, you have.
But what if daddy comes in and the kids are like, daddy, and he grabs them and starts going.
Yeah. He might be exactly what he wants.
Let him go.
Let him go.
Don't run in and go, Johnny, wait, no, dad needs some downtime. Just get out of here. Here's your recliner. Here's the ESPN button.
Yes.
Let it be.
Yes, yes.
If it doesn't fit with that
Scold dad for working, get him all worked up just before dinner. They're supposed to be doing their homework right now and
that's
everything.
Right. Let it go.
Well, I'm telling you, it takes so much discernment. It just takes so much intuition to be the heartbeat of a home like a woman is. It really, really does. That's why we always bring our wife savers back to the idea of taking care of themselves so that they can stay centered and strong and grounded for the whole family. What a great, great point, honey. What a great point. And you know what?
Thank you.
It all comes back to respect.
Yeah, it really does. It does. It totally does.
And respect for dad and the kids and their relationship and on and on and on.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I've loved talking about this.
This was great.
It's fun.
Great ideas. And like I said earlier, great tangible things to start working towards and applying.
Let's talk about parenting again in the future.
All right.
Hopefully we'll get another question.
Tuesday at 3.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for listening and subscribing. Got your own question? Ask it on the Wife Savers Instagram account. In the meantime, we'd love for you to join the Wife Savers membership, Ramona's new, affordable, self-paced, self-directed learning program opening in mid-August 2018. Come learn all of Ramona's wife-saving principles, the same ones that are saving and beautifying thousands of marriages around the world at wifesavers.org. See you next time.
Home is with you wherever that may be.